chizu mile nor sangsin dim duwa ngali ya nor nor ta nor ke de sangs nor ta che de sangsin se ya de sangsin dim duwa ngal phya ya maris ani ah phage marbol lo je ini thin di ne nyamling tu thani jegi is thin se bin is so so nyamling tu thani ini thin se bin is
as Milarepa said I don't have any wealth or material things to offer I will repay the kindness of the teaching of my lama through generating in my continuum what he has taught. If Milarepa was to offer something to Marpa, the only thing he had was some nettles that he could offer.
Yeah, yeah. So, today, 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 today,
Thus, from our own sides, the important thing is to practice.
If we practice, then you will gain, you see, some, how to say, some experience. Or some, you could really feel some value. If we not put into implement in our day-to-day life, then those, how to say, marvelous ideas remain in, you see, high space. May not be, you see, useful. So, you see, most important thing is, you see, take into practice. So, that is correct. That is today's dreamer. I think there is now. The first session, they shall know.
We'll call that as the first session.
That to do, she wouldn't want to be in a question to the owner. That can't be a t-show. And you could do, yeah.
There's not much time for questions and answers, but if you have some questions, please write them out and give them to the ushers, and when I have time, I will answer some of them. At the end, it's important to dedicate the merit of engaging in the session of teaching. If there's time at the end today, I'll answer some of the questions. The first stanza, I will explain as well as I can the essential meaning of all the conqueror's scriptures, the path praised by the excellent conqueror children, the port for the fortunate wishing liberation. This first stanza is the promise of exposition.
Chenny. நான் தெரியா அந்த கம்பஸ் புத்திக்கு நிஞ்சு புத்தி
The three lines, the second through the fourth lines, indicate the three principal aspects of the path. When he says, I will explain as well as I can, this can be interpreted as meaning that he's assuming a humble attitude as well as he can. Or it can mean that he's going to do whatever he can to explain the whole corpus of the path
in a very few number of words.
And then the next stanza, whoever are not attached to the pleasures of mundane existence, whoever strive in order to make leisure and fortune worthwhile, whoever are inclined to the path pleasing the conqueror Buddha, those fortunate ones should listen with a clear mind. This stanza is the is an exhortation to listen. With regard to being a suitable vessel for listening to the teaching, in Aryadeva's 400, it is said that one should be unbiased. One should be intelligent. One should have great seeking of the doctrine. If one has these qualities, then one's hearing of the doctrine can be successful. It will be a good quality. And when it indicates that one should be unbiased, this pretty much indicates that one should be objective.
This
means that instead of superimposing one's own prejudice of goodness or badness on the on whatever topic it is or teaching, one rather should take an objective view to examine it on its own merits. It's said that if one is biased, there is no way one can penetrate the truth. And if you don't have the discrimination that can tell the difference between a good explanation and a bad explanation, that also is not good. Within being unbiased, one needs to, if something is well reasoned, then one should accept it. If it's not reasoned, if it's not well reasoned, one shouldn't accept it. Thus, it's very important to have discriminating intelligence. If you don't have a great seeking of the doctrine, then your whole involvement of it will be like something that's not alive. It will be like a painting.
Lamjizo number some shave, Tambu Minjun shave in Bale. Hella, Minjun Quebe, Jumze,
And then from among the three principal aspects of the path, it begins with the first, the thought definitely to get out of cyclic existence. This is set forth in three parts. First, an exposition of the need for generating the thought to get out of cyclic existence, then how to do that, and then the measure of having done so.
The
first stanza in this group, without a complete thought definitely to leave cyclic existence, there is no way to stop seeking pleasurable effects in the ocean of existence. Also, craving cyclic existence thoroughly binds the embodied. Therefore, in the beginning, determination to leave cyclic existence to be should be sought. I shouldn't have read the last line of
this.
What is the fault of not overcoming attachment to the pleasurable effects in cyclic existence? The fault is that through attachment, one is drawn again and again and bound into cyclic existence. Therefore, such attachment is to be overcome. From between desire and hatred, hatred is what causes. Hatred is what causes one to be born in low transmigrations in the future, whereas desire is the very root or basis of the whole process of cyclic existence itself. If, therefore, one should seek to develop a determination to leave cyclic existence, how can one in meditation develop such a determination? This is set forth in the next two stanzas. Leisure and fortune are difficult to find, and life has no duration. Through familiarity with this, emphasis on the appearances of this life is reversed. If you think again and again about deeds and their inevitable effects in the sufferings of cyclic existence, the emphasis on the appearances of future lives will be reversed. Here in this text on the three principal aspects of the path, the thought definitely to get out of cyclic existence is achieved through... is achieved through overcoming, putting emphasis on seeking pleasurable appearances in this life, and then through overcoming seeking emphasis on the appearance of future lives. In the great exposition of the stages of the path, the thought definitely to leave cyclic existence is developed through a process beginning with meditating on impermanence, whereby one comes to seek a better future lives. And thus there's a little bit of difference here in that the a thought definitely to leave cyclical existence is developed through overcoming emphasis on the appearances first of this life and then of the future life. Now, all of the beings, for instance, that we know on this planet, whether they're animal or whatever, they're all beings who want happiness and do not want suffering. We, however, as human beings, have attained a life support as humans that is superior to that, able to engage in more profound techniques over a longer period of time in order to better our own welfare. We're able to take into account long-term benefits. Except for the fact that we often are short-sighted, we do have the capacity to take into account the long-term benefit. From between leisure and fortune, leisure is posited from the point of view of one's having or one's being devoid of those factors that would prevent practice of the doctrine, whereas fortune is posited in the positive way as having those positive features that allow one to practice doctrine.
Something precious.
This type of physical support, physical life support that we have as humans with leisure and fortune is something that we should cherish very strongly.
And if
this thing that is so valuable is so cherished were destroyed, it would be very pathetic. But then it's definite that the end of our life there is death, and the time of death is indefinite. When one is to die is indefinite. And there are many causes of death.
And this
physical life support that we have is not something that is stable, that in the end will deteriorate. We need to reflect on it, on this precious situation this way.
And
And as good as this lifetime of leisure and fortune is, so much difficult is it to achieve. Therefore, it is said that this life support of leisure and fortune are difficult to find.
It is
very valuable, and it is difficult to gain, and it is because it has a nature of impermanence, is something that one will lose. Therefore, while one has it and has the chance to use it, it is very important to use it. If one did not make use of such a valuable life support while one has it, then it would be very pathetic.
When
you think about the valuable use to which it can be put, then one develops a thought not to waste this life support with the mere superficial activities of this lifetime, and a realization that if one wasted this lifetime with such superficial activities, it would be very pathetic. This is the way that one overcomes putting emphasis on the superficial appearances of this lifetime. Then, moreover, in this lifetime, no matter how wealthy one is, no matter how many friends one has, no matter how good a physical body one has, in the end one must separate from them and won't help at all at that time. The state of the dying of a rich person and the state of dying of a poor creature like a dog are just the same. The rich person might have a little name left afterwards, but otherwise no difference.
Then
that's it for the section on overcoming the emphasis on the superficial appearances of this life. I won't go into it in more detail. Then, if one thinks again and again about karma, about actions and their inevitable effects, and the sufferings that they draw out in later cyclic existences, if one reflects on this over and over, one overcomes emphasis on the superficial appearances of future lifetimes, attraction to them. Now, as I mentioned earlier, when I was talking about the layout of consciousnesses, all of us have consciousness, there's no doubt about this. We know it through our own experience. And because consciousness is something that's observed by valid cognition, it exists. Your own experience validates that consciousness does exist?
No. Da? Kasore ken tamjane ani jong ma yin ba da namshi ta kadabe gyujin yeza lo ne namshi gigim do ba.
And consciousness. Digi
kandaji disha. Dene yin desane rang tu mu ma yin ba da gyujili ya ra le ge ba ti ta she tu ba.
The fact that consciousness is not produced from any and every possible cause and condition that indicates that that consciousness is produced from particular causes and conditions.
Oh, that looks like me. Yeah, that namshi yeba de tsame to ba. Ta tinde yinde sane renga ke we jun zengi namshi gyul de ba to. Ene tamje le tamje jung ma yin ba de renga tung ma yin ba gyul de ge ba to.
From another way, that consciousness exists is certified by valid cognition. The fact that it doesn't exist everywhere indicates that it's caused, and the fact that it's not produced from each and every cause and condition indicates that it has particular causes and conditions.
That being said, jitang ni julia da rang rangi jingde nyeling ju da jingde chenge kada nyeling ju jitang ene thesis be ju chenge da nyeng yu yare.
With regard to causation in general, there are basically two types, that of substantial causes and cooperative conditions. The substantial cause being a continuation of similar type of the former cause.
That today in this ane, namshi la thagi laba nanshingi rimba mangguji yebe nalo ne, da chara ge mangguji umbi yare. Today yebe nalo ne, da namshi ya chao chao la today in this ane, kandaji.
Within consciousness, as mentioned earlier, there are many different types in terms of coarseness and subtlety. The most subtle type of consciousness, the continuum of similar type of this most subtle consciousness has no beginning and no end.
And
because this subtle consciousness must be produced from a former moment of consciousness of similar type, there is no way of positing a beginning to it, and it goes on without end. Thus, through this, it is posited that the continuum of consciousness has no beginning, and through that, then, rebirth is posited. Through this, then, former and future rebirths are established. And then, similarly also, there are many persons who remember former lifetimes. There are people, even nowadays, who clearly remember former lifetimes. Through this, former and later rebirths are established. And it is through actions, karma, in former lifetimes that various forms of pleasure and pain are produced in later lifetimes. And this is the connection between lifetimes. Generally speaking, once one has accumulated a karma, once one has done an action and accumulated that karma, one must undergo the effect of that action at some time.
Lender Luo Mabinde, Sawane, Lending Devunjian, Nubat Sawane, Mabach, so much of the part teller. 아니 렌데 루어메 봐 인도잖아. 걔네 상에 네바 메데 봐 지다 차대도 와. 근데 인도잖아. 다 치말이야. 아. 지금 루데 상고 타바 이나야. 다 자와 렌데 워드로 또 대여 봐 인도잖아. 다 템부 메 상베 아니 네바 신이 도도 와. 근데 인도 렌데 메로 와 상베 땡네 걍 아니 아. 치마 되니 로 도이 도야 됐어.
Even though one has achieved a good physical life support in this lifetime, since it is the case that one is continually engaged in actions in this lifetime and has been engaged in all sorts of actions also in other lifetimes, all of these karmas are in the mind, ready to be activated, and therefore, even if in the very next lifetime one were to attain another good life support of leisure and fortune, there is no definiteness what karmas would become activated, producing experiences of pleasure and pain in future lifetimes. Thus, from this point of view, one can realize that there's no definiteness with regard to having a good situation within cyclic existence. Once one is still caught within the confines of karma, therefore, until one has developed a means for not having to undergo the effects of karma at all, one is in a situation of indefiniteness, and through thinking on that, one can overcome attachment to wonderful things in future lifetimes.
This one, yeah, yeah. Hmm. That detail, yeah. That be, she see any lady she want to swim ring dala. That simple matter, some do mass. Any quiet news you can do, you know, yeah. Quiet pencil can do, you know, yeah. That quiet, you know. 동행이 전신례 민두 삼배 아니 로 장배 땡내장 치매 나셔 도와요도 와
and then as long as one is under the other influence the as long as one is under the influence of karma
타자보 매봐
not only is it the 타자보 매
아 가서다 땡보 매봐
not only is it the case that there is it this indefiniteness with regard to what one will experience but also no matter what good things one has in the end they will deteriorate thus no matter what type of prosperity one has within cyclic existence it has a nature of suffering suffering is of three types the suffering of physical and mental pain the suffering of change and the suffering of pervasive conditioning.
다? 나라도 뚱해지 뚱해. 가도 삼을로가 다 영장 모션대 하게. 나도 민두비 뚱해서야 다 뒤말해.
The suffering of physical and mental pain is something that all of us know about and all of us do not want.
다 뚱해지 뚱해. 가자. 뉴에 뚱해서야지. 나한테는 뉴 디지를 찌대 하게. 사실에 대화 뒤에 뉴에 뚱해져야 돼.
The suffering of change, however, is contaminated forms of happiness, of pleasure, and these are called sufferings of change. If these things that we consider to be pleasurable were truly pleasurable, then they should unchangeably generate pleasure no matter how much one used them. But the case is that if one continues to engage in those activities which one considers pleasurable, continuing them over and over, eventually they generate pain. This indicates they generate experience of pain. This indicates that they have an inner nature of suffering, of pain. Then with regard to the pervasive suffering of conditioning, the mental and physical aggregates that we have are things that are impelled by former contaminated actions and afflictions and presently serve as a basis for undergoing pain. And therefore, let's see, these mental and physical aggregates which are under the influence of contaminated actions and afflictive emotions are called sufferings of pervasive conditioning.
Oh yeah. 다 능수 뒤에 또 사는 일도 자네. 야, 다 심규네. 다 지 레사도 레 가서 일단 뒤샤. 가다지 레 연아야 레레야 쇠때 변기 다 녀모 매버지. 다 쌍마치 녀모 생기다 싸와는 매버지. 차야지 마중 봐도 다 그다음에 원하랑 그 뻔했는데 뒤지지 민도 삼배 애니 예반이 도도가.
When one thinks on one's situation in this way, one gradually develops the ascertainment that one needs to overcome the afflictive emotions that serve to activate the karmas that are already in one's continuum and thereby get oneself out of cyclic existence. Thus, as is explained in the 12 links of dependent arising of cyclic existence, the first link is beginningless ignorance.
다 근데 인도 나 텐데 치마치마 도바데 텐데 나마나마 도발아 라네 다 터도디 머리고데 도고도와
The later links of dependent arising are to be overcome through overcoming the earlier links thus overcoming all of them derives from overcoming the first link that is to say ignorance
다 근데 인도 텐데기 가소레 머리고데 아니 가소다 깨지 깨지 치마리야 다 가소리 그게 머리부 머리부 깨지 깨지 식도야 대단 많이 봐 냄비 떡지 점세 깬다 타나야 깨어매 봐 차윤도 자네 다들 머리부 세베 터인 봐 냄비 점베 터인 봐
The way of overcoming ignorance is not that just the earlier moments of ignorance are replaced by later moments or ceased when the later moments appear rather one has to generate an antidote that can utterly overcome ignorance
그래서 와
One needs to overcome the ignorance through its
antidote. Oh, yeah.
When one does that, the afflictive emotions are extinguished, and the extinguishment of them, as was said this morning, is liberation. Due to the reason that we want happiness and don't want suffering, one develops the wish to attain that liberation, which is a state of the extinguishment of the afflictive emotions due to overcoming the root of those afflictive emotions, the ignorance that conceives inherent existence by means of its antidote.
Yeah. 타면도
Then when one meditates this way over and over again, reflecting in this manner, one naturally generates a mind that wishes liberation from the depths of the heart night and day. Thus the next stanza sets out the measure for having achieved the thought definitely to leave cyclic existence. If, having meditated thus, you do not generate admiration even for an instant for the prosperity of cyclic existence, and if an attitude seeking liberation arises day and night, then the thought definitely to leave cyclic existence has been generated.
Ah, yeah. That then the Lajuni, Mariba, the Mariba Wang, Numumba Wangi, Elajuni, Nalone, Numumba Wangi, Lady Wang, Dubu to me, and I stua.
In in the next section on developing the altruistic intention to be enlightened, there is an explanation that about how one travels in cyclic existence due to the afflictive emotions leading to contaminated actions, and those actions leading to more lives in cyclic existence, and so forth. That teaching should be taken up into this first section on the thought definitely to get out of cyclic existence, applying that teaching to oneself. Later, when one applies that teaching to others, it generates compassion, but here, when one applies it to oneself, it helps to generate the thought definitely to get out of cyclic existence. So then the next section is on developing the altruistic intention to become enlightened, bodhicitta. The next stanza explains that no matter how much one cultivates the thought to get out of cyclic existence, if it is not conjoined with a deep mind of altruism, that wish to get out of cyclic existence will only serve as a cause of liberation from cyclic existence and will not serve as a cause for the attainment of the unsurpassed enlightenment of a Buddha. Therefore, one should generate the supreme altruistic intention to become enlightened. So that's the explanation of the reason why one should generate the altruistic intention to become enlightened. Then, with regard to how to cultivate the altruistic intention to become enlightened, so then, what is an altruistic mind of enlightenment? It is one that possesses or is endowed with two aspirations. The aspiration toward bringing about others' welfare acts as a cause. One's aspiration to one's own enlightenment as a Buddha serves as an accompanier or a sister of this mind. Thus, a main mental consciousness that has as a cause an aspiration to others' welfare and is accompanied by a wish for one's own enlightenment is an altruistic mind of enlightenment. Now, as explained earlier, the afflictive emotions can be removed, and since they can be removed for the very same reasons, the obstructions to omniscience also can be removed. Now, And then it's the general nature of phenomena, with regard to phenomena in general, it's the nature of things that if you have two opposites, like hot and cold, if you increase the one, the other diminishes.
And
the same is also the case for internal consciousness. in that the two opposites here are the obscured, ignorant consciousness that conceives of inherent existence, and then on the opposite side is the wisdom consciousness realizing emptiness. Due to the fact that the wisdom consciousness realizing emptiness has a valid foundation, as one increases and increases one knowledge and understanding of the emptiness of inherent existence, the obscured, ignorant factors of one's own consciousness diminish and diminish. And because of this valid foundation, the wisdom realizing emptiness can be increased limitlessly, finally overcoming ignorance entirely.